Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a grooving party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
I'm good, Earl. It's feeling a little empty around here without Sandy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's going to be gone for a couple weeks. He's going to be traveling to Israel and all those other things.
Doesn't feel like Friday without him.
No, it does not. You know, I was just thinking, you know, about 6 months ago, maybe less, I was bragging to people that it really didn't matter what day it was. I was retired. And it didn't matter whether it was Monday or Sunday. And
that's the dream.
But and I had that dream, and I was living that dream.
Why are you sitting here now? I would not give that dream up ever.
And well, because you know, I have some guys who I respect dearly and have modeled myself after, from the standpoint that you long for that time in your life where that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there, and then you say, unless you're Sandy and you're traveling all over the world, is this it? is this what, you know, it's about, you know? And I'm the kind of person that as long as I'm healthy, I'm going to stay in the batter's box swinging.
I think that's the right attitude.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to. And I don't begrudge anybody who's just enjoying their retirement. But me, you know, until they finally put the ticket on my toe and say, that's it, I'm going to be active. I'm going to be moving around as long as I'm healthy. And to me, that's what life is about, just continuing to stay in the batter's box and continue to take swings.
Amen. I think I'd get a little bored either way. Just not that I don't love my boyfriend and my cats and all, but I can only see them for so many hours every day.
Hey, listening audience, that's a 23-year-old who's talking about what it would be like in retirement. But anyway, I digress. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. January 6th. What's the word I'm looking for?
Testimony. Yeah. Oh, not the right word.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Testimony and those kinds of things. And I got to tell you something. I saw it differently than I bet you anybody else. All the listening audience, people from all over the nation, I know I saw it differently. So why did I see it differently? Because I didn't just stay on one channel. I switched back and forward from Fox News. That did not show it, other than to show the video of it with no audio. And have Tucker Carlson and what's the other Yahoo? What's the other guy's name? Wow, it'll come to me. But you guys know who I'm talking about. It comes on right after Tucker Carlson, and his name will come to me. Another just blowhard. And they had the sound turned down on this, and they claim, see, we did have it on. But they were doing the talking. And so on Fox News, nobody heard what was being said. Now, I get it. I understand. Because they wanted their sheeple to hear it from them. And so that's what you have on Fox News. There's some, one of those sheeples call here, calls the radio station constantly and talks about how great the ratings are on Fox News. Number one ratings, right, because of the sheeple who listen to them. Why would somebody want to see an outlet that is so corrupt that they would not even allow what is going on with me this morning? The sound of what was being said, so people can make decisions on their own. You know, if I don't hear the volume, why would I watch something that would not even allow me myself to make decisions on whether or not what is being said that I myself personally, since I've been given my own ears and my own mind to think, why would I not want to hear what's being said? Well, that's Fox News for you. They clearly set a plan in motion to make sure that their sheeple would not be allowed to do their own thinking. So I switched back and forth and heard, but I heard enough on the right side of things to make decisions based on what was even said by Republicans, by the Oath Keepers, by the Proud Boys, who all said, even by the president's daughter herself, you know, even by the Attorney General, Bill Barr, who all said that Trump was lying. They basically all said that. But you couldn't hear that on Fox News because of the fact that they wanted to keep the sheeple. You know, sheep are easily led in the wrong direction, hard to lead in the right direction. And you can, you know, there's a sheepdog. The sheepdog, one dog, can lead all of the sheep in one direction because sheep are mindless creatures and they don't need to think. So, you know, they'll just follow the leader. That's what a sheeple is. A group of people who don't have independent thought, who just follow, you know, aimlessly. And that's exactly what those who listen to, you know, Republican talk and Fox News. I was listening to some other conservative stuff over the last, you know, 24 hours. And to hear them talk about, well, this was Nancy Pelosi's fault. I for the life of me, I really don't. I hear there's some folk who tell me I really shouldn't talk about Republicans and conservatives in the manner that I do. But for the life of me, I can't believe that there's anybody who will listen to that dribble that's coming from the right about what took place here and what was going on last night. How can anybody with a thinking mind accept that, well, it's Nancy Pelosi's fault? They were offered opportunities to have 20,000 National Guards people there, and they turned it down. That's not the issue. The issue is a bunch of lunatics. Well, there was only 200 of them. Yeah. What do you mean it's 200? We all saw it. You know, my lying eyes didn't deceive me. But folk on the right never let the truth get in the middle of a good argument. Truth falls in the street, and equity cannot enter because the sheeple, you know, I mean, they just can't. There's not much they can do. They have given up their independent thought. And you know, I know some of them are listening. They can't defend. There's no way they can defend if they saw what I saw last night and heard what I heard. Oh, the other lunatic is Sean Hannity, just, you know, it's early in the morning. And I was up late. I don't know. Past 10 o'clock, past my bedtime? 10 o'clock.
Honestly, I don't make it till 10 anymore. So that's impressive.
I know. So I was up to 10 o'clock, you know, 4 day in the morning, as the elders used to say. and so, you know, I'm going to be a little slow this morning. But if you just hang in there with me, everything will come together. But again, how do you even reconcile any of that stuff with truth? Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi turned down the opportunity to have 20,000 troops because they were forewarned. Oh, they were forewarned. Oh, they were forewarned what? Oh, well, that there might be some trouble. Oh, that there might be some trouble. Okay, so why would there be trouble? Well, because the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys, we're going to talk a little bit about that group of folk and who they are, because our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. We're going to have some dialogue and conversation about who the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and the Boogaloo Boys are, since the folk on the right are always talking about Black Lives Matter. And we can compare those from Black Lives Matter to the Boogaloo Boys and the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. We'll come back to the phones. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. Tell me what's going on. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Did you watch, last night and the congressional hearing on 9/11? Oh, 9/11. On January 6th. Of 2021. I did. As I stated, I watched, turned back and forth to see what was going on the lunatic channel, Fox News. And just to watch those liars, just flat out liars, you know, who should be ashamed of themselves. They're not even concerned. The truth is nowhere near them, and yet they've got all these people who are sheeple who follow their every lead. Let's go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Gene's calling from Eau Claire.
Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a 67-year-old lady, and I'm kind of proud of it. I'm not ashamed of
it. Hey, let me say this to you. You know how old I am? 67. Oh. Yeah, born in 1954, like you.
Well, I was, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget what year I was born in my age.
It's too early for that, Gene. Okay.
Well, wait till we
get 68. I will be in a few next month. So then you can officially start forgetting.
Okay. All right. We'll give it a little time. But you know, I have to say something here, and that is, in our lifetimes, we have never witnessed this outrageous, bizarre insanity in our lifetimes, where we watch a crime committed in broad daylight. And I watch, you know, when they were counting the votes and things, where right. I saw this happening right when in before my eyes. And to have people tell me I didn't see what I haven't seen is ludicrous. And I just, you know, these people are all a bunch of criminals. They try to, you know, totally throw out our votes when we voted legally. I mean, this is the sickest thing that I've ever seen in my life. And you know what? It leaves me speechless. I've never witnessed this before. You can't find the words to talk about how bad this is, how outlandish this is, how sick it is, and it keeps on going.
Hey, Gene, did you see the video footage of what happened?
Yes.
Did you see they acted as if they were animals? Rabbit,
yes, they did.
Rabbit dogs, you know, beating people. They claim to love law enforcement, people on the right. Oh, well, we love law enforcement. We want, you know, those cities and what's going on in those cities where Democrats are, there's lawlessness. Maybe my lying eyes deceive me. But they were beating law enforcement. Women, didn't matter. How is that acceptable, Gene?
I don't think it is, but I think that the people that are calling in, you know, some of those callers, they don't make any sense, and all they can do is repeat what has been said. They don't even have any logic for it. And you know what? It's people like you. It's people that work at the station. It's people like Sam. It's people that have worked very hard to get the truth out to people.
You know, Gene, the other part of this is, in the face of all of that, even Donald Trump's daughter last night basically said that Donald Trump, you know, no pun intended, trumped all of this up. And all of those folk who support him, used to support him, all clearly stated Donald Trump, out of his own mouth, basically said that those people should basically hang the vice president. None of these things have ever happened in the history of, well, you know, one time, of this nation, but it was long before you're in my life cycle. And yet the threats to hang the vice president of the United States, who at the time had done everything that Donald Trump asked him to do. And yet the threats were made by Donald Trump to basically send his lynch people out to hang Mike Pence. Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. Let's go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have up next?
L.A. Tom.
Hey, what's going on, L.A. Tom? Did you see it?
I sure did. And first off, we the people are the government, all of us, or that's the way it's supposed to be. But we the people, all of us, need to decide what type of country we really want. The coup attempt was not about who could have been harmed in Congress. This is our country, and it's not about the politicians.
Well, they said it wasn't a coup. They said it wasn't a coup attempt.
Attempted coup. It's up to we the people to figure that out. We have to figure out what type of country do we want. I mean, I'm talking to my people that disagree with me. I'm talking about the billionaire class. I'm talking about everybody. What type of country is it do we want? Do we want the type of country? Like I said, they started, you know, oh, poor, the Congress people were going to be attacked. You know what? Defenseless grade schoolers are being attacked in their schools
That's actually what that whole thing last night reminded me of when they were storming the Capitol. It reminded me of that's how those kids must feel when they're coming in. And the thing is, I don't feel bad for Congress because they haven't passed any type of laws. But at the same time, we, the people, need to figure out what the hell type of country we want. Because this is the type of country we're going to get. I think everyone should be put under oath in the Congress and be asked if they ask for a pardon from Donald Trump.
Oh, man.
I really, as an American, would like to know who asked for a pardon before him. I also want to know who it is that actually allowed those people, which I think we're going to find out, that asked those or gave tours the day before when the Capitol was actually shut down on that day of January 6th. Need to find that out. But people don't remember this, but, you know, when Donald Trump won, supposedly, over Hillary Clinton, he was already spouting this then. He said, if I lose to Hillary Clinton, then this is rigged. So his song has been going on for, you know, a good 8 years.
Tom, we've got to get to a break.
Okay, we just have to decide, Earl, what type of country we really want.
Well said, that's well said. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I often wondered all the times that I would watch the news and see these heavily armed people on the right who claim to be so patriotic, who claim to love our country. And before I knew who the Boogaloo Boys, the Proud Boys, and others, the Oath Keepers, before I knew who they were, and you always thought, why are these people running around as if they are somehow representatives of our government, that our government needs them for something? Look, our government is well armed, and so they haven't asked for the Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Boys, or the Oath Keepers. I don't remember any entity of our government asking for these people. But yet they are there to frighten people. You know, they walk around with, you know, their guns and their vests and their flags and they want to be somebody. You know, they want to terrify people. What is the purpose of them walking around with all of the ammunition, the guns, and dressed as if they are representing our military? What is that all about? Now, it's one thing to see them in that mode, but it's another one altogether when you see them and what they did on January 6, 2021. So the Oath Keepers, Their title, Oath Keepers, Guardians of the Republic. Oh, okay. So the Republic, they say. Whose Republic? The Guardians of the Republic, law enforcement, the military. Where did the Oath Keepers fit in that mix? Who said that we needed the Oath Keepers to guard the Republic? And why is that legal? The Oath Keepers, which claims tens of thousands of present and former law enforcement officials and military veterans as members, is one of the largest far-right anti-government groups in the U.S. today. Oh, law enforcement, military. You mean the law enforcement that we all love and embrace? You know, well, did you say you love your law enforcement official today? You can't beat people talking about how much they love law enforcement, especially those on the right. But then when many misguided law enforcement officials and military men leave those disciplines, they join criminal entities like the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys. How come I don't hear people talking about that? I don't hear Fox News talking about that. I don't hear the conservatives who all the time want to talk about, well, somebody wants to defund the police. Defund the police. Oh, that's what the liberals want to do. They want to defund the police. Listen, how come I don't hear you talking about the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and the Boogaloo Boys? Why don't we? Did you know? Did you know that the majority of them, tens of thousands of them, are former, you know, military guys and police officers? Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has something to say about them, and they call them extremists, anti-government movement. It's what it is. All right, let's do this. Let's go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have on?
Mark from Sussex.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Not much. Thanks for taking my call. But I'm just listening to you, and I can't help but laugh when I hear Democrats talk about, you know, the thought, all of these mishaps of all these protests and riots. What about last summer and a half? Over 580 major cities rioting, fire. We had billions of dollars of damage, people hurt, killed. Oh, my Lord. So when I hear any Democrat talk about law enforcement, and do you ever talk about officers that have been shot and killed?
Yeah, let me say this to you, man. You said no because, again, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You just assume. You just assume. Let me say this to you, man. Let me say this to you. Number one, what took place at the United States Capitol.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, wait a minute. No, listen, man. Because what you do what you are saying is you do exactly what other conservatives are doing, deflect. What they're talking about right now and what was shown on television yesterday showed a bunch of criminals who stormed the Capitol.
You're missing the point. Listen,
I, as I said to you, whatever those riots were unacceptable, but they didn't go to the Capitol and beat police officers and attack and attempt to kill congressmen and senators and the vice president of the United States. If you don't understand the difference between the two, shame on you. You know, if you don't think that what you claim about what took place in cities pales in comparison to somebody threatening to kill the vice president of the United States, man, you got issues, right? You really do. There's no comparison in the two. And that and at the root of all of this is people like you who see that and you can't even understand the threats that were made to the nation. You want to come back and point, did you notice what took place in the cities? We're talking about the United States government. You don't see the difference?
He hung up because there's no logic.
I'm sure he did hang up.
Right.
He hung up because it was foolish.
Right.
It was folly. And that's what they do. He can't see, oh, well, I didn't say. Oh, well, no, you didn't say. But that's what you were implying. Look, you know, don't poke the bear if you don't want, you know, to be bitten.
I can't take it when they're like, oh, BL, you know how many marches I personally took place in Milwaukee, in Whitewater, in all of these other places? So peaceful.
So he doesn't know because he's a sheeple, right? He's a member of the sheeple. He only knows what they've said to him, right? He doesn't know. So, you know, he needs to go back and study a little bit. Bring him on. Good morning, CJ. What's happening?
Morning, Earl.
Did you see the great Fox News that you claim? Oh, well, you know, it's the most listened to and most watched. I saw the cowards on Fox News turn down the volume on what was going on yesterday so the sheeple couldn't hear the truth. Did you see that?
Well,
yeah, I'm sure you
disagree,
did.
Disagree, Earl.
Yeah, I know you disagree, it. Man. Yeah. You always going to disagree.
Fox Business Network.
So let me ask you something. So you go to Fox Business Network to watch Fox News? Because I watch Fox News, and I don't go to Fox Business Network. Why was it not on the regular station that you watch all the time? Respond to that. You can't, right?
Because it
crickets.
Because it was well covered on other stations.
Oh, man. I watched it. Listen, man. Again, why was it not on Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity? Why did they not show, why did Fox News not show it so everybody could see it? Why did they turn down the volume on it and allow
Earl,
Sean Hannity?
It was well covered. I watched it. So
well, listen, man, I'm not going to. I'm talking about the Oath Keepers. I'm talking about tens of thousands of former law enforcement and police officers who are part of a bigoted, racist, anti-government movement that many on the right support. What about that?
And those people are being punished, aren't they, Earl?
No.
Are they not being convicted and charged?
No. The bottom line is, I watched conservatives on yesterday try to deflect that.
We watched for months and months and months as reporters stood in front of burning buildings and called them peaceful.
I would love to be able to have a real conversation with you. But it's impossible to do.
No, you won't. You talk over me.
Listen, because I'm going to always talk over you because it's my show. I don't know why we have to continue to go over this. If you listen to conservative talk radio, if you listen to talk, hey, get rid of him, okay? If you listen to conservative talk radio, like I do, the talk show host does not allow differing views. I'm trying to give him an opportunity because I know even if I give him an opportunity with differing views, I'm going to slay him with truth. So I'm not concerned about him speaking, but I'm not going to let him change what it is we're talking about. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. I was talking about the Oath Keepers. The Oath Keepers organization claims to be defending the U.S. Constitution and fighting tyranny. But as former Oath Keepers spokesperson Jason Van Tattenhove describes, the group is actually selling the revolution. The threats to American liberties that Oath Keepers say the federal government is responsible for are in reality a set of baseless conspiratorial theories. I didn't say it. The former spokesperson for the Oath Keepers has said that. As part of the group's mission, Oath Keepers have directed their recruiting efforts towards members of the military, law enforcement, and other public safety positions. They are often confrontational and have participated in multiple armed standoffs against the government. They're fighting the whole reality of what they have been organized for is to fight against our government, and they walk around with red, white, and blue and the flag, the very thing that they claim they're there to support, they're opposed to. The most recent is the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th when members of the group, including its leader, Stuart Rhodes, were arrested and accused of conspiring to oppose the presidential transfer of power. Now, that's the Oath Keepers. Let's go to the Proud Boys. Again, this is according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, not Earl Ingram. Proud Boys, established in the mid-2016s presidential election by Vice Media co-founder Gavin McInnes, the Proud Boys are a self-described Western chauvinists who adamantly deny any connection to the racist alt-right. They insist they are simply a fraternal group spreading an anti-political correctness and anti-white guilt agenda. The Proud Boys' actions belie their disavowals of bigotry. Rank-and-file Proud Boys and leaders regularly spout white nationalist memes and maintain affiliations with known extremists. They are known for anti-Muslim and anti-misogynistic rhetoric. Proud Boys have appeared alongside other hate groups at extremist gatherings such as the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Former Proud Boys member Jason Kessler helped organize that event, which brought together a broad coalition of extremists, including neo-Nazis, anti-Semites, and militias. Kessler was expelled from the group after the violent and near-universal condemnation at Charlottesville's rallies. Other hardcore members of the alt-right have argued that the Western chauvinist label is just a PR cut term McInnes crafted to gain mainstream acceptance. Let's not BS, Brian Bradford, a.k.a. Curly as Rex, told his co-host on the Daily Show, an anti-Semite podcast popular with the alt-right. If the Proud Boys were pressed on the issue, I guarantee you that like the 90s, 90% of them would tell you something along the lines of Hitler was right, gas the Jews. So white nationalists and neo-Nazis themselves have cited McInnes as a gateway to the alt-right on the Southern AF podcast. One former Proud Boy who went on to embrace white nationalism said he was originally drawn to the group because of pro-white sentiment. Now, so let me ask those of you on the right, you conservatives, who seem to think that what took place on January 6th was only 200 or so bad guys who were organized, and based on what I saw last night, a plan was set in place by Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys and the Proud Boys, Boogaloo Boys, and the Oath Keepers. Organize, plan, plot for insurrection. Organize. And those of you in the audience who can disagree with that, then you should have listened to what was talked about last night, because the guys who said the plan was organized were the leaders of the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys under oath. They told exactly what their plan was under oath. So, you know, and because they were turning state's evidence, because they were trying to save their own raggedy behinds, you know, it's so easy for people who don't want to hear the truth, who want to run away from the truth and hide behind the flag when they don't even understand what that flag stands for. You really don't. You know, you have no idea. I don't care whether you, if you're a Proud Boy, a Boogaloo Boy, or an Oath Keeper, and you, you know, a part of that, and you say, well, I was a police officer, I was in the military. That doesn't mean you understand what the flag was about. You obviously don't. If your plan is to overthrow what the flag stood for and what this nation, an organized nation, stands for, and yet you believe that you as an individual somehow supersede all of that, then you don't even understand what that flag stands for. And it doesn't matter whether you fly a 100-foot flag in front of your house. It doesn't make you who you think you are. Because if you aren't doing something to make the nation a better place, you're the enemy of the nation. Again, doesn't matter. Boogaloo Boys, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers. We saw you. You're on tape. You're no longer hidden. The whole world saw you in action and what you stand for. And even your leaders have quit because they realize, hey, the gig is up. The jig is up. They saw us. They saw us naked before the world. We know who you are. Just like the FBI knew who you were to begin with. And I don't understand why they allowed it. I don't understand why they allow you to continue to do the things you do, to attempt to overthrow the government. And the FBI knows who you are. The Southern Poverty Group, they know who you are. They've got you recorded. Listen, you can't hide anymore. You know, it's one thing about the darkness, Sam. When the sun comes out, the darkness has to leave. The sun is shining on the Boogaloo Boys, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the neo-Nazis. The sunlight is on you. And you won't be able to hide anymore. And your leadership is leaving. If I was you, I'd rethink my commitment to such groups. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Robert Craig, the executive director of Citizen Action. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.